There are two Americas, and they are divisible. Look at the map where red reflects places where Trump received the most votes, while blue represents the places where Biden received the most votes. What you see is that on the left, there is a high density of population, big cities, big counties. Now, the left will argue that this map does not represent the will of the people because most of the people are located in only 509 counties out of a total of 3,007 nationwide. That's less than 17% of the counties for Biden and more than 83% of the counties for Trump. Based on these numbers, America largely voted for Trump, while only the major metropolitan areas voted for Biden. In 1800, Jefferson summed up his views on cities. Here he says, "I view great cities as pestilential to the morals, the health, and the liberties of man. True, they nourish some of the elegant arts, but the useful ones can thrive elsewhere, and less perfection in the others with more health, virtue, and freedom would be my choice." Jefferson foresaw the precise lines by which America is divided. That speaks to his wisdom, foresight, and his moral center. The issue facing America, regardless of the final outcome of the 2020 election, is whether we should remain a single nation or admit to ourselves that we are irreconcilably divided. It's quite clear from observing current events, which is the laboratory of life, along with the admittedly spirituality, worldview, philosophy, ideology, and political differences, that the marriage is over. When marriages come to such an impasse, the best thing to do is divorce. As tragic as divorce is, it avoids the hate and violence that would inevitably occur. Such is the case with America. It would be sad to see two Americas rather than one. But is civil war an acceptable option? Not really, because unlike the first Civil War, both the North and the South had the same spirituality, worldview, and ideology, differing only on politics, confederalism or federalism. We're now divided on all those dimensions. So regardless of who wins the Civil War, we would still be divided. What do we have left to keep us together? We differ on spirituality, on God. Secularism. We differ on sovereignty, nationalism or globalism. We differ on ideology, capitalism or socialism. We differ on politics, freedom or federalism. We differ on heritage, proud or ashamed. We differ on constitution, order or chaos. We differ on accountability, justice or lawlessness. We differ on culture, responsibility or slothfulness. We differ on morality, godliness or debauchery. We differ on race, irrelevant or paramount. We differ on gender, irrelevant or paramount. Again, what do we have to keep us together? Oh yes, I forgot. We like the same foods and play in the same sports leagues. I conclude that it is past time for divorce. How we split up the geography and assets is the only question. Let's call the two nations the left nation and the right nation. The left nation will rewrite their constitution as often as necessary to be able to enforce all the social, economic, and religious policies they want. There will be no political divisions in their government, as there will only be one party, the Socialist Party. Out of that will come bigger government, higher taxation, poverty, crime, and suicides. Immigration will increase as people flock in to take advantage of socialism freebies, and immigration to the right nation will accelerate over time as their productivity citizens escape the tyranny. The right nation will be able to restore smaller government, freedom, Bill of Rights, and responsibility. Out of that will come a revitalized grassroots economy, providing jobs, including manufacturing jobs, and restoring pride and individual wealth. Their smaller government will lead to lower taxes, and so more money in the pockets of the citizens. Through freedom of religion, the people will experience love, joy, and peace with faith in the future. It was a good marriage for a long time, but it's time to move on. Our current Congress, which has not done anything useful for the past 60 years, could start working out the details of the divorce immediately. What are we waiting for?